Hey guys, welcome back to Confidence in Coffee. Today we are going to talk about boundaries in our work and how do we establish them. For the month of February, we have been talking about boundaries in different aspects of our life when it comes to relationships, when it comes to our self-worth, when it comes to avoiding burnout. Whatever it is, we are really covering a lot of how to live healthy lifestyle and how to have self-respect and how boundaries are essential to that. First, I want to dedicate this episode to Magic Mind. You guys, you probably are tired of hearing me talk about it, but I can't help it. It's for the month of February, and one of the boundaries that we need to set in place is how we take care of ourselves. And this Magic Mind makes it easy. From someone who struggles with ADHD, anxiety, depression, this helps me stay focused. It helps me not crash after caffeine, to keep a balanced, productive, and very clear mindset when it comes to getting my stuff done, from creating content to taking care of my family and really knowing that I did it in a healthy way. I didn't just grab an energy drink and crashed, but I was able to focus with a shot of 12 yummy ingredients with my cup of coffee in the morning, and I'm ready to go throughout the day. And so if you've ever struggled with focusing, or if you're like a caffeine person like me, but you struggle with the jitters, or you completely just are done, or maybe it's the other end and you're not doing enough, this adding into your daily routine will change the game for you. I stand by this. And if you go to MagicMind, their website.com, and you use the discount code MANKIND, if you get a subscription, you get 56% off. And if you just want to try it one time, you get 20% off. And if you don't like it, which I don't think you're going to do, you can return it within 3 or 4 days and get your money back. But you guys, this is a great deal. And everyone who is everyone is doing it. No, I'm just kidding. But you are someone special, so you should take care of your body. And so, you guys, I literally keep these by my Nespresso machine, and I take a shot of these, and then I get my coffee, and I'm getting ready for the day. And so, whatever that looks like for you, I highly, highly recommend it. It is phenomenal. It's got all natural ingredients, and I'm just healthier and happier in the morning. And so instead of reaching for my second and fourth cup of coffee, I take a shot of that and I'm good to go. And so it has helped me tremendously in so many ways, from less stress and anxiety to more focus and clarity in creating my content and just my memory and what I actually want to say without losing it, because my brain is everywhere. And so Magic Mind, go to their website, use code MANKIND to get your discount today. All right, let's get into today's episode. You guys, we're going to be talking about exploring the intersections between practical wisdom and the empower to live a purposeful life. How many of us want to live a purposeful life? Everybody wants to live a purposeful life. And so today on Confidence and Coffee, I'm Ashley Henriot, your host. Hi, let's talk about boundaries in our work life. Okay. Work is a significant part of our lives, and work could be working from home, working within taking care of your family, working outside of the home. Maybe you're a CEO, maybe you're a teacher, but everyone needs a balance, a boundary when it comes to truly protecting the purpose in their life. And if we don't have those healthy boundaries in our work life, then we can easily spill over into other areas that lead to stress, burnout, loss of balance, anxiety, and depression. I know this because I have done this and made these mistakes a zillion times. And so I want to help you be preventative in not making those mistakes. And I want us to focus on it in a Christian, Christ-centered aspect, because that's what we're supposed to do. I want to talk about how do we establish boundaries in protecting our well-being and our self-worth and those around us that our work life affects, like our children and our partners. And I want to also note that when you do this, it also protects your professional endeavors and it creates a better work life. It creates a more enjoyable work life. It creates a better home life. And you don't have to be miserable in your work. You don't have to be miserable in whatever that is for you. You can truly be fulfilled if you create these boundaries that we're going to talk about today. And first, again, we have established what a boundary is, but what does it mean when it comes to work? What does that entail? Work boundaries are the limit to maintaining healthy separation between your professional responsibilities and your personal responsibility. Your purpose is not different from your personal, but there needs to be healthy separation like anything in your life. When we do this, and we create these and we apply these things, it actually helps us manage our time. It protects our mindsets from anxiety, depression, self-destruction. And it helps us honor our faith in Christ. It helps us honor and protect the calling that God has placed on our life in that season. And if we protect our priorities effectively, then we can ensure that we can fulfill our work obligation without sacrificing our well-being. So as Christians, or if we have like a Christ-centered business or any business really, okay, we can be practical and we can apply practical boundaries and implement these things in a way that is honoring to Christ. And so I want to point out a Bible verse, Ecclesiastes 3:1, which states and reminds us that for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. I love this. First off, God tells us that our seasons change, which means our circumstances don't stay the same. But also he really points out that there is time for every activity under heaven. God is very intentional with time. And we see that numerous times throughout the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, time is very important to the Lord. And the way that we establish our time intentionally to honor God is to create boundaries that separate certain aspects or activities in what we do. And I love how it emphasizes that the importance of honoring, which is our goal, the rhythms of work and rest, and setting boundaries to maintain that balance between the two. Because to have a healthy work life, you know that you'll have that by the way you have created space for rest. And so if you think about your life, if you reflect on your life, are there places in your life where you are resting? Do you have pockets where you can rest, where you're celebrating your endeavors that you have? How do we do that? If you're probably like, that's not realistic. It can be. It just may not look like Hollywood or 5-hour naps. And so here's some practical perspectives, tools, and insights on how to do this, okay? One essential step to establish clear work hours and sticking to them as much as possible. So you need to establish the times that you work and the times that you don't work and then stick to that. Unless one of your kids are sick, unless there's an emergency, you truly need to stick to this to create that safety net for you and the people in your life in that season. So you need to define that, like when you'll be working and when you'll be off duty. So you create structure that helps prevent work from encroaching on your personal time. And I was actually the worst at this. I would work all the time. If I had any time of doing nothing, I would work. If I was watching a movie with my kids, I would bring my computer and work. And I wasn't really present in my personal life because I was always checked into my work life, which took the enjoyment of work out because it became a must do or a have or a hustle. And it took out my connection in my personal life. And so I created a life that was in constant work and havoc and burnout. And it stole so much from me because I wasn't enjoying what I was building anymore. And you can truly enjoy what God calls you to do. But it became so encompassing in every aspect of my life that I didn't really appreciate it anymore. It became more of a checklist, and which made me unintentional with my time. Which actually made me unproductive of my time because I was doing so much all of the time that there was no intentionality in one task at a time, if that makes sense. And so everything I was doing was crap, basically. I was showing up crappy in my work and showing up crappy in my personal life because I was just trying to do everything all of the time. And I didn't take the time to rest to actually appreciate what I was doing. Or thinking about what I was going to do. If I had put boundaries in place, if I had a task to work on or a video, I didn't have the time to think about how I was going to create that video. I just was like, I need to get it done. I need to get this done. I need to get this done. So it took intentionality and the spirit of excellence completely out of it. And so if we don't establish these boundaries, we can get to a place that is so confusing to our calling. It will absolutely destroy it. And so we want to avoid that from happening by creating structure and routine to prevent from those things happening. So another key aspect to setting boundaries in our work life is learning to prioritize our task and manage our workload effectively by defining those priorities. This means that you need to identify what's important, whether that's a task or a person, and allocating your time and energy accordingly to the priority. And remember, it's okay to say no to additional commitments if once you've established those priorities and you see where that could affect it. The best way to discern if you should say no is if it threatens to overwhelm you. If you start to feel overwhelmed or dread in when it comes to a task and you have established your priorities already, you may want to look back on that, step back, and see if that's something that you should pass on, something that is not in the right timing. And that is self-respect to you, your time, your worth, and your professional life. And that's what you want people to respect as well. You want them to respect your time and your value and your work life just as much as you do. And if you don't respect it, no one else will. So they play a crucial role maintaining your healthy relationships with your colleagues, with your supervisors. It's important to communicate those boundaries clearly and assertively to them, whether it's regarding your availability, your workload, or your preferred methods of communication. So setting those boundaries helps establish that mutual respect and understanding in the workplace. Now, I want to address some common challenges and misconceptions about boundaries. One challenge is that there is some pressure to always be readily available, especially in a Christian atmosphere, or responsive, especially in today's digital age. We are so connected in more ways than we ever have been, but it has created such loneliness and disconnect more than ever. So how is it that we are so connected in a digital age, but we are the most lonely culture generation of people ever? And it's because we do not have these boundaries. There is no intention. It is so readily available to us. It's like it's like a family member living next door. You know they're right there, so you don't really take the time to go see them. Because in your mind, they're right there. You can see them anytime you want to. They can come over anytime they want to. There's no real establishment or intentionality. Rather than the person that lives hours away from family, there's so much intention because there's planning to go visit them. There's planning to go see them. So you're going to be more intentional with the time that you spend with them. And we should have that in our professional lives. Setting those boundaries around your work, even technology, establishing designated times for checking emails, for checking messages. Most of what you do in general will have that. We live in a digital age. And so you need to create time slots where you're not on your phone and you're not on your computer. You are closing your computer. You are done working for the day. And you have to establish that and stick to it. Another challenge in doing that is I find in working and mentoring people is the fear of disappointing others or missing opportunities, like bad FOMO in the workplace. And if we set those boundaries, we're able to recognize that this is actually helpful for our long-term success and fulfillment in our career because we are more intentional with the time that we do have in checking emails or connecting with our colleagues, whatever that may be. So it's so important to maintain and reinforce your boundary in your work life. And that requires ongoing self-awareness and self-advocacy, as well as the willingness to adjust your boundaries as needed and to remember that boundaries are not set in stone. Seasons change. There's a time for everything under heaven. So be sensitive to that because your boundaries may need to evolve or change over time based on your circumstances. Like if you just had a baby, your boundaries probably won't be the same if you have a teenager. It may be very different. And so you just need to be careful not to compare someone else's established season and boundaries to yours because everyone, it's very specific to your situation or your work life. So I want to encourage you in this. Prioritize your well-being, okay? Establish healthy boundaries based off the priorities that you have set and defined for yourself and honor them. Honor yourself in that because when you honor your boundaries that you set, you're honoring God. So know that in doing that, it's creating a more fulfilling life and that's what you want and that's what God wants for you. Make sure that everything you do in your work life is created in better fulfillment and sustainability for how you show up. And it nurtures your faith and relationship with Christ because He is your guide. He is your priority, and you are more sensitive in how to navigate that because you are honoring in the ways of the Lord and what He's called you to. And so you can navigate these challenges in the workplace with grace and wisdom. Thank you guys for talking to me about this today, with me today on Confidence and Coffee. So if you found this content valuable, if this conversation has resonated with you, then I want you to subscribe and share it with others. Share with as many people because I know that most need this. And remember that Christ-centered boundaries can be so thriving for you in your work life. And you can actually live with purpose, which is what you truly desire. And you can do it with passion, the things that you're passionate about. So passion, priority, purpose. I love you guys. Define what that is for you. Until next time, I will see you next Tuesday on Confidence and Coffee. And remember that if you want more resources that are readily available to you, I have a webinar that helps you define confidence killers, and you get a free ebook when you register called 5 Days to a More Confident You. And I have a membership that is $47 a month for women where we deal with trauma that could be affecting our future. And we confront triggers from our childhood trauma and truly find the clarity that we need to walk into our calling by establishing and defining those boundaries for you. We dive more into this. You're given more practical tools. You're connected to a community. We deal with how to communicate, how to confront. You get better at communicating when you join the membership in my inner circle. And so I hope that I see you there. You can find out more about what you gain when you join the inner circle on ashleyhenriette.com. I love you guys, and I will see you next Tuesday.